Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's praise and worship the Lord a minute through prayer. Father, we praise you, we worship you, we thank you because you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. We're so grateful, Father, for the many wonderful things you do. You're the great and mighty God that we love and we serve. Father, we thank you for the great and mighty revelations and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and all that you've done for us. Because, Lord, you are the one that delivered it to us. You're the one that showed us these things. And you're the one that does everything. We're just so grateful that we can be your sons and daughters and see you do all the mighty, wonderful things that you do. Because you are the great and mighty God. As the word goes out today, Lord, as I continue to talk about perfection, Lord, continue to burn into our hearts what is required for each one of us to walk in the power of the Spirit. So, Lord, just show me and speak through me today, and may your name be glorified in all that I do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now then, when we get over into the book of Galatians, we see in Galatians 5:14, it says, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Now that's one of the greatest things, love. When you love, also Galatians 5:6 says that your faith worketh by love. So that's the things we are required to do to make all these things work. We are commanded to be perfect and to walk in love. And if we will, these great and mighty things will work for us. But in Galatians 5:15, he says, "But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed or destroyed one of another." So you can see the devastation that will come if we backbite and we will actually devour one another. And then in verse 16, he says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now that's the main secret, is to walk being led by the Holy Spirit. And the only way you can do that is have the Word of God hidden in your heart. Walk in love. And if you walk in love, you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Then in verse 17, he says, "For the lust of the flesh," says, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, or made known, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the things which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Now, isn't that amazing? That's the devil's world. That's a long ways from the world that God wants you and me to live in, the world that he wants us to walk in the Spirit, to walk in love, to not talk evil about each other. So you can see it's very simple to tell which world most people are walking in. Because if they're walking in love, they're working toward their perfection, which is what God literally requires for us, to walk in perfection. And many people are struggling to do that, just like I am. But right at the end of this, we see what all he says that's living in the flesh. In verse 22, he says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." So you see there, we need to walk in the Spirit. We need to live in the Spirit and by the Spirit. And if we do, And the things that we will produce in our life will be that magnificent love, joy, and peace. So whatever you do, as we walk on this path, let's do the best we can to walk in love. But just in case you do not decide to walk in love, if you decide to walk in the flesh or carnally, you need to know what the consequences are. Because in Romans 8:6, the Word of God declares, for to be carnally or fleshly minded is death. So it will bring forth an early death, and it will also bring forth spiritual death. So you need to make sure that you do not walk in that. Now, I'll tell you what you can do. God left it up to you. You can hide behind the weakness of the flesh if you like, but don't overlook what God says will be the results. Don't accept Satan's suggestions, even when he quotes Scripture. Always remember that the devil even quoted Scripture to Jesus when he was in the wilderness. So if the devil deceived or tried to deceive Jesus when he was in the wilderness, I can assure you he will try to do the same thing to you and I. But the best thing I can think of to do is what James 4:7 says to do. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, I might say there that the Word of God says before you even try to resist the devil, it says submit yourself to God. So if you have submitted yourself to the Lord, then you can resist the devil, and then he will flee from you. You can be perfect. God says you can. Only Satan says you cannot. Now, God has provided food for you in His Word. He has provided protection for you through His Holy Spirit, and a mighty agency for your perfecting in His church. In order for the church to serve this purpose, He gave these offices, and this is what amazes me, how many of us don't believe this, but He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Because He clearly wrote that for us in Ephesians 4:11 and 12. Now, don't think that you can attain the perfection God desires for you if you fail to heed His warnings. Now, His warning in Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. You must absolutely, and I teach this to people all the time, and I've had lots of people say, well, I don't have to go to church to serve God. Well, I totally, completely disagree with that. Because if you don't go where these offices are in effect and working like they're supposed to, these offices of apostles and prophets and teachers, evangelists and pastors, if you don't go there and you're not fed by the teachers and the pastors and all these others, then I can assure you, you will never be able to walk in God's power. So therefore, you must find you a good church home where God's Word is taught and believed, where the power of God is present and is welcome, where God is confirming His Word with signs following. Now, I realize that's kind of difficult to find today, but there are churches out there, and there are quite a few of them, if you'll really begin to seek God and ask Him to put you in a church where His Word is taught in its fullness with signs following, where God's people speak the things which become sound doctrine. Now, I'm going to tell you that as I have taught the Word of God, I realize that most of the men, I think, and the women too, that were teachers in the churches that I'd been in all of my life, I think they taught all of the Word of God they knew, but it's just unfortunate they didn't know it very well, because for the first 40 years of my life, I had never seen what I consider very significant answers to prayer. In fact, just last night, I was having dinner with a young man that he went to talk to a youth group. He's been coming to my church about 6 months and out in North Dallas. And this young man's only 21 years old. He had never seen an answer to prayer until 6 months ago. But as this young man came to our church, where the gifts of the Spirit are all flowing, where the Word of God is taught, this young man has learned the Word of God. He has become obedient to God's word. In fact, I will have to say, I don't think I have ever seen a young man in my life learn as much of the word of God in as quick a time as this boy has and become obedient to the word like he has in such a short period of time. But this young man sees people come to Christ almost every week. He sees people saved, and he gets people healed and delivered, and he sees the Lord answer his prayers and do miracles. Absolutely. Every week. He has new testimonies every week. So this is a young man that has truly fell into the realm of doing what God says, to be obedient to him, to serve him, to worship him, to praise him, and walk in complete obedience and love of his word. And this young man is absolutely seeing the Lord do great and mighty things. Now, if the Lord will do that through a young man, 21 years old, but just because of his obedience to his word and his worship and praise to him, then he will do the same thing for you. So then, whatever you do, make it a practice to be present in God's house with his people when they meet together. Only then can you be perfected by the ministry gifts which God has placed within the church. Every service in a spirit-filled church is planned of God and is to contribute something to your perfection. Now, patience also plays a very significant part in your perfection. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and in entire, wanting nothing. That's in James 1:4. Now, I'm telling you, learning to be patient is a very, very trying thing. But I might add at this point, don't pray for patience, because I learned a secret years ago. When you pray for patience, tribulation brings forth patience. So if you want to learn patience, just begin praying for it. But as you do, I can assure you and guarantee you that many trials and tests will come to begin to develop your patience. So unless you want a test, don't pray for patience. We'd like to invite you to write to us at the Living Savior Ministries, Box 35, Justin, Texas, 76247. Or give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. We'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We begin at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. I'd like to invite you to my healing school. We teach a healing school the second Saturday of every month. We start at 1 p.m. It's at the same location where we have our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Now, we teach in depth about what the Word of God says about how to walk well. So whatever you do this week, worship and praise our Heavenly Father. He is worthy of our praise.